Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time, it's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Yeah, made it out the trenches, this type of life I can't get used to. Number one on YouTube, private dinner in Malibu. Show you how to work your stick, ain't nobody gon' handle you. Put you in a phantom, cause you my little boo. Ready for whatever, I tie up my boots. Everybody going the same route, so I switched up my route. Niggas ain't what they be talking about, so I switched up my crew. Acting like you love me, knowing this flaw, so I'm gon' fake it too. What else am I supposed to do? Aware of my surroundings, don't fuck with y'all, don't come around me. Baby switched up, how that sound? Like a nigga in this business. You can't name something I did flaw, I'm a dying breed of the realest. Ain't never worried about another nigga, so ain't that chase on the biggest. I've been traveling around the world, my pivot still ain't left the business. She got everything I want, ain't no need to fuck with these bitches. You can go and have a little fun, ain't gon' trip, baby, I get it. Ain't bullshit in this game, wherever this plane land, I'm the littest nigga there. Turn your back on me, I ain't even care. If you need me, I'm still gon' be there. Tell me how the fuck is this shit fair? Switch on who? I went there, fuck them too. I'm prepared, I run shit, get that clear. Heart broke, can't drop no tears. World's what it was, it is what it is. California breeze, take it out to eat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid, I'm still out here. Still don't know how to feel about it. Early in the morning, talking to my keys about it. Wondering, should I let it go, or we beefing about it? Knowing that I go cold on you for weeks about it. And it wasn't even that deep, but that's just how it be with me. I can't lie, she be fucking me good, but girl, you fuck me better. I'm not surprised that you stereotype me to be a little guy. But if I can have a second of your time, try to elevate your mind. We can crush them on every level, I'm just telling you. I fell in love with generating revenue. I know they gon' try to push you from the top, so I'm careful. I put niggas under my wing like they my nephew. I'ma give you every piece of game I got when I catch you. I'm just tryna let you feel the breeze with me, yeah. California breeze, take it out the heat. Stop at a little party, end up at the big house. I can't fuck with shawty, cause she got a big mouth. Pull up in a Rari, hop out like a big dog. Get my shit together, feel like I done took 2 years off. Booking on my schedule, ain't rich enough to chill out. I watch you turn sour, I still don't know how to feel about it. Majority unfolded, but I'm still solid. I'm supposed to be gone, but she where I'm gon' go. Tryna hold it in, I can't let this shit show. It can't be forced, it don't work, let it go. I'm tryna tell you, you act like you know.
Show it up one time for me. I love it, man. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming out this evening. Hold on, sweetheart. Taking requests of an hour. But for now, for real, honestly, we want to thank everybody in this building for coming out, having fun with us. I might do it again, man. I had a whole bunch of fun. Let me just go find out if I can do it again. I'll be right back. Y'all stay on. No, don't move. Don't. I'm not going to leave. Said I'm going to leave.
Finding feathers on a house
cat. Let me take y'all somewhere else right
I'm
now.
I'm looking for a needle in a haystack.
A nigga got zoned out with me, man.
Take over. soldier, you ain't ready for war. ROC too strong for y'all. It's like bringing the knife to a gunfight, spinning with death. Your chips in the line of fire with your thin ass vest. You bringing the boys to men. How the boys gon' win? That's a grown man, B.I. Get your road in the G.I., B.I. Your reach ain't long enough, Sonny. Your peace ain't strong enough. Rockefeller is the army, ready at the Navy. Show them the kidnapped baby, spit at your lady. We bring nice defense fight, kill the grammar. We kill you itty bitty and put a sledgehammer. Don't let me do it though, Sonny, cause I overdo it. So he won't confuse it with just rap music. ROC, we running this rap shit.
Like subscribe to it, friend, got a feather. Then all you need to know is I'm not a hoe. And if you're with me, you better be cheap, lots of dough.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? It's your boy, Jonah Bay. I'm here giving you Consultation Wednesday, where I answer all your questions that you have on various processes, if I know the answers. I don't know the answers. You asked out. But let me get these lives started. I'm going live on Instagram. I'm going live on YouTube. So just give me a second. Get things ready. All right, all right. All right, I got the lives up and running. So peace to the gods. Let's get in it tonight. You know what I mean? I know it's a brother working on me doing a discharge injunction in Texas. I will let y'all know when that is all ironed out so y'all could come and learn how to do the discharge injunction. But there's a lot more y'all need to learn. Y'all need to go to jonahbay.com and pick up the regular discharge webinar. It's for like $75. It's on the back of the site because it's one of the first things I did many years ago. Still works today, but it's very important because it has to do with discharging right now. If you want to learn, you know what I mean? It drops about the 1099A, 1099C, stuff like that. It's your foundational stuff to the discharge injunction, and it actually goes into the finance, the actual foundational information for banking. Which this is what you're learning. The next thing, this is all I'm teaching now, is banking, right? That being said, it's a lot more to banking than you know of. And the reason why you have a terrible life, you are a terrible banker. You know nothing about banking. And when you go private, you have to know about banking. You're not supposed to be using Federal Reserve notes for anything, but you still do. It's all because you don't know how to do banking, right? So with that being said, let me, first of all, I want y'all looking into Trust Examination Manual, the Trust Indenture Act of 1939. I'm going to give you that. All the people, I'm going to put it in the chat. All you people that studied with me already have y'all expressed trust done, so y'all already know. Y'all got to learn how to operate it, right? But I'm going to give you the laws. I'm not going to give you exactly what you need to read in there because it tells you, and you're going to have to comprehend it. You're really going to have comprehension to do banking. You know, it's not something you're going to be able to do easy, right? Y'all niggas want to be rich. Y'all want to tap into those accounts where y'all making those actual, y'all are going around making, every day y'all are making securities. And y'all don't know how to get y'all's dividends payments from them securities. And y'all don't know how to cancel them out. And everything is dealing with securities. All your court cases, everything. I taught y'all how to do constitution. Now it's time for me to teach y'all how to do banking so y'all can get rid of all of that stuff, right? So hold on. Did I put what I wanted to read? Yeah, it's in YouTube. Let me see if I put it on Blog Talk. All right, I put it in Blog Talk. Now, just a quick little word. Out of it, I want to go into trust indenture. I'm going to give y'all the link to it so y'all can read it with me and read all of it. I'm not going to read all of it to you. That would be too easy. Now I put that in there as well. Now, trust indenture. What is a trust indenture? A trust indenture is an agreement in a bond contract made between a bond issuer and a trustee. Your straw man is the bond issuer. All right? I gave you a word Monday that told you that it created bonds. Your straw man. So make sure you go back and listen to Monday's show. And it says that represents the bondholder's interest by highlighting the rules and responsibilities that each party must adhere to. If you also indicate where the income stream for the bond is derived from, the bond is derived from your straw man, right? You don't know what the responsibilities of the banks are and what they're supposed to do. So I gave you a law tonight, and it's called the Trust Indenture Act. Read it, understand it. They automatically have this duty to you. Y'all want to know about equity law? This is equity. Now, notice the actual link I gave you is for the FDIC. So you know it's about banking. Every bank owes you this, right? Then I want to talk about transfer agents. Let me put this in the chat. Transfer agent. What is a transfer agent, Jonah? What do we do with it? Y'all got a lot of homework to do. I'm doing it every day, so it's no excuse why y'all can't do it too. Transfer agent. A transfer agent works for the security issuer, which is your straw man. It's issuing securities. That's all it does. You use your name and your social, which is your straw man, the 14th Amendment citizen. It's actually the placenta, not you. The real man does not have a name in commerce. Your actual straw man actually creates bonds and securities. Let me go on. Transfer agents works for security issuers to record changes of ownership, maintain the issuer's security holder records, cancel and issue certificates, and distribute dividends. Transfer agents are usually banks or trust companies, but sometimes a company acts on its own as its own transfer agent. When y'all learn banking, y'all going to act as your own transfer agent. But in the beginning, you're going to use the banks as transfer agents. So you have to know the terms of, and what they're supposed to do for you. That's called the private side of your banking. Like Bank of America got a private banking side. You know, like what is a security bank? Damn, I can't think of one. Forrest and Whitmer. I can't think of the real known security banks. Anyway, it slipped my mind right now. But anyway, you're going to be using them. You might even want to use the DTCC. The DTCC. Depository Trust Company, DTCC. Hold on, let me look that up again. DTCC, Clearing Corp. Depository Trust Clearing Corp. Yeah, you're going to have to use them if you want to go to the heights that I'm going to, right? Now, with that being said, what y'all been using every day, y'all use it, y'all call it Federal Reserve notes. Y'all call it greenbacks. Y'all call it a lot of things. Y'all call it a lot of things, right? I'm going to give you a link, and you're going to check out this link. Let me put this link in the chat. All right, I put those links in the chat. and it's 31 CFR 363.131. What is a Treasury Direct 0% certificate of indebtedness? Right? A Treasury Direct 0% certificate of indebtedness is a non-interest bearing security issued daily with 1-day maturity, which automatically rolls over at maturity into the request of redemption. A 0% certificate of indebtedness has a minimum purchase amount of 1 cent. Yeah, these are what y'all call in Federal Reserve notes or pennies, right? And y'all never redeemed them. It's a bunch of them out there with your number on the back of your social, on the dollars. What the government likes to do is take those dollars and send those overseas. But they every time you created a security or got a loan or opened up an account with your light bill, telephone bill, or whatever, you have securities out into 0% certificates, which y'all know to be Federal Reserve notes. And they're in circulation, and you never redeemed them. And they go part of the national debt. The national debt is the money that they owe you, the beneficiary of that straw man, but y'all haven't been set up in banking to redeem it. But let me go on. Let me go on. The only purpose of 0% certificate of indebtedness is to accumulate funds for the purchase of another eligible security in the Treasury Direct system. So you're supposed to use those certificates to get other securities that pays you out dividends. This is how you get rich off of debt. You get rich off of debt by handing that debt in for other bonds that pays you dividends. But let me go on. The payroll 0% certificate of indebtedness is a restricted form of 0% certificates of indebtedness that is held separately from 0% certificates of indebtedness and used only for purchase made through payroll saving plan. So it just broke down what your 401ks are, 401ks, right? But this is all I'm giving you, clues on what to read to get your banking in. When you understand these terms, so y'all need to start right now, tonight. Get a binder. Put the laws that I'm telling you in a binder. Print it out. Print it out and put it in the binder so you have all the laws. So even if you don't understand it now, you'll understand it later and then can do it. You know what I mean? Make a book right now of the laws. But I realize it is Consultation Wednesday. So I'm going to have to open up the call lines. It says, peace, Jonah. This noble, I have a testimony of successful property transfer from the Allegis to the Press Express Trust in Georgia. I'd like to show you proof of how should I send it. Bro, we know you did it. I just want to hear the story. What's your number? Click the number. Show me the number that I need to look for in the chat. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I can find you. I see you bought the trust webinars and you learn how to transfer. Yeah, we done that years ago, but for you to come out and tell it, he about to call now. He didn't even call. He just on the computer. He about to call now. All right, let me go to the first caller. I'm going to 901-631. Peace to the
Hey, peace to the
guys,
son. Peace to the guys, man. Hey, I ain't want to hold the line long. I'm just really listening, but I wanted to touch base with you about that AVA, Affidavit AVA. I had sent you the email, but I ain't never get, you know, I was trying to look it up on your site, but I don't think it has the same name on your site that you were speaking of.
What you looking for?
Huh?
What you looking for?
The affidavit of ABA.
Oh yeah, it's up there. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But it's definitely up there.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. It was probably labeled something different.
It might be. Just give me a second. I'm looking through the site now.
All right.
Well, y'all be asking me that art shit. You know, I don't really be knowing because I don't really go to my website.
Right,
now, you
right.
actually got on the website and you went down to the bottom of the page and hit next to see the next page?
Next page, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I'm doing, too. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I got to... See, now what the brother's talking about, putting his house in the trust, I got... the webinar called the Trust House Webinar to show you how to do that. And that's on like the third page. For the, yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm still looking. Well, you asked me a hard one. For me.
Yeah.
You know, now that I'm going through it right now with you on the phone, I'm like, God damn, this is doesn't go as quick as I wanted to go.
Right. Yeah, I went through it a few times just to make sure before, you know.
Oh,
before
yeah.
I said something about it, but.
I got you. I got you. Because if not, I might have to ask Solar, did I name it something else?
Right.
The whole world. Whoa, 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 whoa. Because we present this by the checkpoint trust. So you might be right. Damn. Constitutional. All right, let me go to templates. Administrative court template. Hit the word template, and it'll be the first one at the top.
You know what? I figured that was what you was referring to, but I just had to make sure first before I purchased it. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay. All right.
Makes sense
to me. All right. Appreciate it, God.
All right. Peace, God.
All right. All right. Peace.
All right. His number is 612-348. Okay. I see him. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, peace, Jonah. What's good?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm righteous and wise. I just came to the Carbon Juice Lounge, kicking with Shaka for a couple minutes. You know, I'm excited to show my stuff. So check it. First and foremost, you know that Jonah Bay shit don't work. So we're gonna
That's
keep it
what
thorough.
They say, but, you know, we know otherwise.
Right? So I had to confess to Shaka. You know how when you telling us shit, right? And I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I know what I'm doing. I think Jonah Bay might be a little off. You know, he might be off, so I'm going to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
Shit ain't work. Shit ain't work. They kick my shit out. They ain't even index my shit, so I go back to a video from like 5 years ago. You like, yo, make sure they put your shit in the real estate records. So the lady went down there. She on the phone with me. They like, yo, Noble, they want to record my shit. I said, you know what? I'm going to give you the Jonah Bay cheat sheet. I gave her the Jonah Bay cheat sheet. She goes down there. I'm in her ear like Mission Impossible. I'm like, tell them that they can't make legal determination. Fast forward a week later, she go back down there. I'm like, yo, ask them why they ain't record your transfer. She said, yo, because you ain't got proof of a certificate of trust on the record. So what they did was, Jonah, we did the trust 2 weeks ago. And they just held it. So once it kicked in on the record that the trust was in, they recorded the transfer. Some other stuff that went on in private, but I just so shocked at the proof. I wanted to send it to you. It was real clean.
Absolutely.
I did it 12 times and did it wrong. I know, you know, I'm going to give my man his flowers while he's here. I did it 12 times. I told Shaka I did it 12 times.
God damn.
Because I didn't get, listen, because I didn't get the fourth video, Jonah. You know when you think you know shit, you jump the gun. You can't skip no steps, everyone.
I've
been doing this since 2014. Jonah, listen, you can't skip the one step.
You
got to have a certificate of trust on the record already or you committing federal fraud, beloveds. Don't fuck around.
That's why I give y'all, look, I taught it that way on a purpose. The purpose is when y'all in regular school, right, what you start off in, kindergarten. Then you go to first grade, then you go to second, and so on and so forth, right? What motherfuckers do is they might start at kindergarten like they authenticated the birth certificate, right? They might have even did the injunction. But then they want to skip to fifth grade. Yo, it's impossible for you to go from kindergarten to fifth grade. It just can't happen.
No, Jonah, listen. I had to go watch, well, first of all, I had to go watch three videos. So we're talking about 15, 16 hours. This ain't no game. It's a real scholarship hit. Hit the archives, and then I'm talking to Jet. You know, Jet gave me the wiggle. Jet was like, listen. Got to dead this tax. So, boom, I went back because I had the DBA. I did it wrong. So I had to go watch Trust Webinar 3 and Trust Webinar 4. And then Shaka said, yo, if the taxes don't say 00, you ain't do it right. My man, that shit say exempt entity pay zero taxes in Fulton County, baby. We did that shit, Jonah. That shit live. And the key was, though. The key, Jonah, though, the real key, though, that I want to give you your props, beloved, is the real key is that express trust, man, and I can kiss you on your fucking bald-ass head, my brother. Fucking express trust, Jonah, right? They respect that shit so much that they waited. They said, Joe, we can't find no express trust on the record. When the next week came in, the lady indexed it. And then when my man Moms went down there, she on the phone with me. They like, yo, we can't do it because you saying express trust on this and you want us to debt a whole tax obligation for nothing? Nah, we better see a trust on the record before you scream a tax exempt. Yo, my man, next week, it was Friday we did it. Tuesday, it was indexed on the certificate of trust was indexed. She let us get that property transfer with a zero tax obligation. So it went into the trust without paying taxes. Now, look, I took it out the public. It's really hard to do that, Jonah. It's really hard to take a property out of public without paying the tax. You ain't transferring no property without paying the tax, brother. That shit going to be satisfied. And you told us that 2018.
Now, here's the thing. I want y'all to look up or go back to my old discharge webinar. I actually showed you in that webinar to put 2 stamps, 5 stamps. Y'all got to read the tax.
Now, I did that. Listen to what I did.
And that's how you pay the tax.
Did,
when you're in the private, that's how you pay in tax.
Now, I put a $10 stamp. We're talking private. But remember, that book that you gave us, that shit is, excuse my friends, I'm excited. Listen, that tax, the duties, that's coming out of 18 U.S.C. 8, baby. That's the obligation of the United States. And when you in trust, they got to put some spec on my name. Now, you can't do this. If you do this as an egregious, you're committing federal securities
because
fraud.
Because public
this shit
and private don't mix.
Exactly. So, yeah. And
now, let me say this. Hold on. Let
ahead,
me say this to the people. If y'all didn't get y'all express trust done,
You will not be able to do banking. Every bank is a trust. And then the trust goes and gets a LLC, a C Corp, or whatever, so that they can do banking.
So I wanted to say, too, Jonah, I did it 12 times in three different states.
Hey.
Now, listen, Jet had a, you know, Jet go in. You know, she go in. She had a little private little situation. And I'm arguing with her like, you don't know what you're talking about. She like my dude. Listen,
yes, she do.
You get your mind right.
She made a mistake the first time. She had to show her personal key.
She had that missing key, though, because she knew about that PT61 because she seen the webinar before I did. So she trying to tell me. I'm like, no. She was right.
Not only does she know that part. No, listen to me. Jet tried to do trust before. She did it wrong. I talked to her personally. Yes. And showed her how to do it personally. I walked her down there. So she's seen the P261 and all that. So not only did she have the webinar, but she had personal experience.
So she walked me through, and I was able to get one done in Utah. And then when I got back, the lady kept denying it. So she told me, I said, yo, go down there, man. Ask that lady what's up. She said, Joe, you ain't got no trust on the record. You asking me to transfer property to an entity that don't exist. Very next day. And then I had to listen to you, right? And I'm quoting you. You said, Joe, make sure they index it in the property records. I'm like, yo, she stamped received on it. I said, nah, go back down there and make sure she indexed that. She put that shit right on your website, GCSS, where you can actually see the transfer. You can see it. Now it's on record. So I got that. I got the certified copy of the certificate of trust, a certified copy of the new updated warranty deed, and a certified copy of the obligation saying exempt coming from Fulton County on the property tax. So that was a 4 out of 12. So that was good, brother. We love you, and this shit is live. And that Jonah Bay shit don't work.
All right. Peace God. Wonderful testimony. And I like the fact the brother told y'all he wanted to do it his way. And, you know, I showed by the law how to do it. And he had to go back 12 times. And then he finally went back to study the law of what I was showing him. Boom, no problem. No problem. But I got a letter from the IRS today. Confusing-ass letter to me because it says, cut out and return the voucher immediately below if you have an inquiry. Do not use if you are making a payment. Cut out and return the voucher at the bottom of this page if you are making a payment, even if you also have an inquiry, right? Now, of course, this is no bill. I'm on the discharge injunction. I did the discharge injunction. The shit that fucked me up, it says IRS stop. This is IRS stop. STOP. The rest is just the vouchers. Two vouchers. These are securities, y'all. It's something that y'all supposed to do with this if you know banking. I'm giving y'all laws to read. I asked them in the discharge injunction to give me my goddamn money back. Or it wasn't money. I tell you what it was that they got to give back. They got to give back the 0% certificates of indebtedness. I got to endorse this a proper banking way, put stamps on it, send it back registered mail. And they send me my loot. Right? Y'all don't know what I'm talking about yet. But as I give you the laws, you will comprehend if you read the laws. But anyway, let me go back to the next caller. Y'all be running some doozies on me. Y'all be making me talk about things I wasn't even prepared to talk about. I'm going to 786. 878. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What's up?
I had two quick questions for you. The first question was, it was about okay, I had forgot to pay some court costs. So I just got it in the mail today, and I was trying to figure out because Miami-Dade County, they sold it to some law firm. So I was trying to see, should I use the third party debt collector letter for the court fees that they?
You can.
Okay. And so the process would go about like I send the first check, full claim and satisfaction, and then that's it, or I continue going under direct.
No. You keep confusing. You confused it. You got a discharge, right? Webinar.
Yeah.
And then webinar on a court and satisfaction. You got to choose which one you're going to use.
Oh, so I was thinking using the third party debt collector.
Third party debt collector letter don't take any instrument.
Okay.
So you talked about three different processes right there. You need to choose.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get it now. Because, you know, on the court of satisfaction webinar, you know, you got to give the third party debt collector letter. And then,
debt collector letter turns into a bona fide dispute.
Dispute, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But if you really dealing with a third-party debt collector letter, you don't give them nothing. You just send it.
Oh, okay. I get you. Okay. All
right.
My second question. Okay, I get you. My second question was the treaty injunction. Back in February, I heard you talking to somebody about the name change. Is it necessary for me to do the name change to do the treaty injunction, or I could just go ahead and do it?
You absolutely need a name change to do banking, and it's better if you have it before you do your treaty injunction. But it ain't absolutely necessary, but it's better if you do. Absolutely.
It's better. Yeah, they'll probably respect it more.
No.
Okay.
You got different. See, how can you, when you're talking treaty injunction, you're relying on being a Moor. You can't be a Moor if you didn't take on your Moorish name, bro.
No, trust me. I totally understand. That's why I've been wanting to press the button because I got the treaty injunction already. I've been wanting to send it out, but I was like, I'd rather get the name changed before I go ahead and do that.
I agree with you.
Okay. That's all I had. Peace, God.
I'm going to 585770. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money and good health and wealth come to you and I and the listeners ASAP and easily. I say. So, seemed like you missing New York with your music that you was playing earlier.
You funny.
So, I'm going back to my questions that I had before about this homestead exemption. I found out that my property is already classified as homestead, but the way that it is up here in New York, when your house is built, they automatically position it as that. But they burning my ass up here because I think that in my county, there's a homestead exemption too, some type of application, but they give me a hard time.
There is a federal one. There is a state one and a county one. There's it's one that was done in your constitution.
Uh-huh. And I'm still looking for it. So as I was looking, I also found out that you could do an affidavit for the homestead. So I didn't know if you was familiar with that either.
Yes, I am, but I'm saying you would have to know what the Constitution says and hold them to it.
All right, I can do that. My second question is, when you do actually put your house in trust, is there some type of amendment to the minutes that you have to create saying that the beneficiary is able to stay in the trust property for a lifetime?
They can't tell the trust what it's doing and what it's not doing. That's private.
Okay.
How it runs is private.
Okay. And my last question is, based upon your the enterprise webinar that you did, do you give reference to the articles of unincorporation or formation that needs to be created for
yes,
that?
Yes, it's an example in there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Peace. All right, I'm going to, I never did finish. So, yeah, it says IRS stop. So when I send this back, I will never, ever, ever, which I wasn't anyway, being presented with any tax bills. But this is the address of the stop unit to make sure they never stop make you pay a payment ever again and to start receiving payments. So the tax injunction or a bill of error with the IRS. That's crazy. Go back to Monday's show. I dropped about a bill of error. But anyway, the trust will be doing certain tax forms to receive dividends payments. But that's neither here or there. Y'all got to get to that point. Anyway, I'm going to the next caller. I'm going to 720-975. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God, man. Great show.
What up,
bro? Man, you've been on. That shit ain't shit chilling, man. You've been on the charities this month of June, man. I've been just taping the webinars from last Monday. The 12th and the 14th and then the 19th and 21st, which is today's, and I just been copying the links to study. Gee, you've been going in the paint. But, you know, so for you to get us all the way but 5%, shit, lovely, man. Looking much more to be 100. But let me go ahead and get my questions off so anybody else might can get in. My question is with the trust, car trust. Now, originally on the original webinar, we did the declaration of trust. You had one for the car. Do we want to use it more, same one, or do we want to use the one kind of like we did for the actual express trust at this point?
What are you trying to put in trust?
The car trust webinar. And you had a declaration
of
trust.
Are you trying to put a car in trust?
Yes.
I would do the car trust. Reason why I don't want a car in my express trust. Why, like that. Why? I'd rather have my express trust own the car trust. Right? The reason why is that becomes a complex trust. Your car can get in an accident and do harm.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have it where my express trust could never be pulled into court. And it won't anyway. Because you got a foreign trustee, it can never be pulled into court anyway. But you're supposed to have a car into car trust, and then you have everything else into your express trust, owning everything, and the express trust is the one that's going to be doing the banking.
Gotcha. I figured since it was a holding company, I just didn't know if we was using that declaration of trust.
So it holds LLCs. It holds C corps. It holds cars.
Okay. All right. Last one, real quick. Is there a? I noticed you kept saying it's public finance when we're doing the UCCs. At what point is it a fixture filing? Is there a difference in that?
Go back to Monday's show. We broke down when it was a fixture filing. Your your actual when you're doing the ad, the addendum, right? The UCC3, yep. The addendum. When you're adding your actual promissory note that the straw man did to the trust, that's when it's becoming that type of filing.
Oh, yep. Yeah, homie did say that. Okay. Okay. All right, that's love, OG. I'm going to go ahead and let you get the next caller in, man.
All right, then. Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
See, what's happening is y'all want to skip lessons. That's why the brother that did the testimony tonight about the house, and now he's never paying taxes on the house, which also means that the house could never be foreclosed on by a bank or by the government because it's not taxed, right? What y'all got to understand is y'all can't skip lessons. Y'all need to buy every lesson that I did because it was based on the law and how to get to the point that you're trying to get to, which is going to be a private banker, 100%. Now, there is a newbie on YouTube that asks, do you have any type of class for the newbies? I started off teaching everyone as newbies. You're going to have to go back and listen to my shows on SoundCloud.com and put in the THEE Jonah Bay Archive and go back and listen to those shows. That's how newbies learn. Go back to the original shows so you can do every step. Then you call in to Blog Talk Radio with any questions, and that's how you're going to catch up. That's how the newbies have to do it and get consultations. Have me check over your paperwork to make sure you're doing it correct. Consultations is $75 for me to check over your paperwork. That's how you're going to do it, bro. I'm not going back and making myself do more work teaching newbie classes all over again when all of that stuff is recorded. Now also go to blogtalkradio.com and search Jonah Bay. There's an archive there that goes back about 2-3 years and you can learn more, right? You're going to have to listen to learn. There is no easy way to learn. All right? So that's what you want to do. With that being said, that's my show for tonight. I got studying to do. Y'all do too. I'll see y'all again Monday. I'm out. Peace to the gods.